I think I was about 10 years old when I took a picture of a scraggly dog on the streets of Coaldale, Pennsylvania. He was brown and white and had such a sad look to him. His eyes called to me. My new Kodak Brownie camera was the beginning of a great friendship with the camera and the dog. It took a whole week to process the film, but I adopted the camera and my new friend in a whole new world. And I adopted Tippy. That was the dog's name. Photography and camera techniques have come a long way since those days in 1950. But the creative urge and the love of photography has grown immensely. The Lehigh Valley Photography Club dedicates itself to enhancing members' enjoyment and knowledge of photography, to share, to acquire, and to develop photographic skills in a supportive and friendly environment. Offering a wide range of activities for professionals, amateurs, and beginners to explore all aspects of photography, the club has become the best in its class. Meet fellow photographers, find inspiration, and learn techniques from award-winning photographers. Yes, you can build skills and practice photography techniques in social activities like organized photo shoots, hands-on workshops, share images through social media, competition, and exhibitions. Now, wait a minute. One way to inspire or be inspired, rather, by the joy of photography is to join the Lehigh Valley Photography Club for the opening of their annual Focus exhibition, Sunday, February 2nd, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Allentown Art Museum Community Gallery. But even more is always happening with the club's exciting events and workshops. If you want to find out what they are, just stay right with us. Oh, incidentally, that Kodak camera and the first photo I ever made are still with me. And the memory of Tippy will live forever. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Don Schroeder, program chair, who heads up LVPC's Focus annual exhibition at the Allentown Art Museum, and with Robert Becker, president of the Lehigh Valley Photography Club. Gentlemen, we welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to have you with us. We were talking a little bit before the show about the exhibit, of course, that's coming up at the Allentown Art Museum, and I was online looking at some of the work from past years and was just blown away. But I realized I hadn't known a lot about the club. Could we maybe start with offering our listeners a little bit of a backstory? The kind of, we've heard a little bit of the mission, but a little bit of how the club came to be.
Yeah, the club was created or began in around 2008. It became actually incorporated in 2011, okay. And it functions today as a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
So it's grown significantly. I've been with the club since about 2014, 15, and it's grown significantly even in that time. Today we're a little over 220 members, and by the end of this year we anticipate being somewhere closer to 300.
Wow.
So a very broad range of activities. I'd say the heart of the club, or the beginnings of the club, really grew on the basis of having really first-rate photographers come in on a monthly basis and speak to the members. We have monthly meetings every third Thursday of the year, except for in the summer months of July and August. And then besides that, we have a number of activities. We have photo shoots where we go out and shoot together. We have classes that we hold at various different places. And we're building more and more interactions with even groups like the public library and with universities like Lehigh University to carry out more activities like showing, going to photo exhibits from their collections and things like that. So it's a very active club.
Again, I would encourage our listeners to look at the website, Lehigh Valley Photography Club online. It's amazingly active. I mean, I can see that the spine is still the monthly meetings that always feature speakers, speakers/workshops.
I must say the quality of our speakers, even if you're not a photographer, it's really worth coming, listening to them speak, and get a an idea of what they're photographing, because these guys are just, and women, are some of the best in the area, and
in some cases nationally.
And nationally, yeah. Too. Like our September meeting, we have a great relationship with Nikon, and they actually bring in a Nikon ambassador to spend a day with us, to do a workshop, to do a photo critique of members' images, and then a presentation that's open to the public that evening. And it's quite special.
I was looking at the upcoming workshop in February. We were talking about that a little bit before the show as well. Again, when we're speaking of the kind of diversity and the richness of the offerings, could you share a little bit about Sculpting with Light? It was fascinating.
Yeah, our next meeting is February 20th, and the presenter is Harold Ross. And he is someone who, he sculpts with light. So in other words, he sets up a still life in his studio, turns off the lights, has the camera on a tripod, and does not move it. And then what he'll do is he has these various flashlights that he'll light areas of the still life and take a picture, and then do it again for another area of the picture, and then do it again, and do it again, and do it again, until he builds up this these layers in Photoshop, which is what he uses, then combines them, and they really become like a masterpiece. And he's been written up in Lenswork and many other famous or well-known, well-established photography magazines. And his work is gorgeous, just gorgeous.
The imagery is gorgeous. I mean, it does. It looks like a Renaissance painting. It's stunning.
It does. It does. And he's from Lancaster.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so he's relatively local. Mm. And we're looking at doing, you know, we were talking about programs before, and we're talking to Harold right now to do something in March to give members a better idea. It'd be like a 3.5-hour workshop on how he actually makes an image. So,
well, there's so much on board. To back up a little bit and talk about the Allentown Art Museum exhibition that's coming up, I'm curious, that would be a partnership, obviously. How did that come about? And because the work online is stunning.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a pleasure working with the Allentown Art Museum. I work with Irene Smith and Chris Potash, and We did our first one about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was so well received by the public and by our members that we said, you know what? It wasn't even called Focus back then. We changed the name. It was just the Allentown Art Museum Exhibition. And then we said, you know, let's brand this a little bit better. So we called it Focus. And this is our second Focus, but our third show at the museum. And every year it gets better and better. And this year, we kind of changed things up. Last year, we never had categories of images. And we talked to members last year, and, you know, they said the images that were selected to win didn't quite represent the breadth of our photography. And so we listened, and so we came up with seven categories this year. Mm-hmm. And they're floral, landscape, man-made, nature, open, people, and travel. So everybody gets a shot this time around, and then there'll be a best in show. And then the neat thing is we have a people's choice, and at the reception, people can vote for their best, what they think is their favorite. And then there's awards that'll be given out for each of those categories. In fact, we have about $6,500 worth of awards.
Wow.
Yes. Olympus has been just
incredible.
Incredible. Wow. Yes. They're giving one of their best cameras that they make as the and that'll be for best in show. But you know, we also work with Dan's Camera. They've been with us every year. Mm-hmm. Friendship Framing, one of the best framing stores or shops in the area. They're up in Bath. And then also just this year, we started working with
Image Archive.
Image Archive, and okay. One of the best printers in the area.
So this is a juried show, and I think you're saying that this year you've got, is it 80 images and 80 images, 80 photographers that
correct.
Are actually have made the cut, so to speak, and will be on at the Focus exhibit.
And we had over 370 images entered from well over 80 members, and So we tried to get as many members in the show, but also tried to keep the quality of work very, very high.
And this is a public, just to remind folks, it's, again, Sunday, February 2nd, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Allentown Art Museum's Community Gallery. This is a public exhibit reception celebration.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Come
with
along.
With refreshments.
Yes, with wine and food. I mean, just to
the
give you...
The best of company.
Yeah, the best of company. And I must say, I have to thank my the volunteers. We had over 20 volunteers just helping to put the reception on.
So really?
It's going to be big. Yeah.
I think it's interesting. We were, and it's another conversation probably for another time to talk about the arc of what's happened technically with photography, film to digital, et cetera. But you had said something again before the show that really struck me and made me think of the, why one goes to an exhibit. That it's one thing as a photographer to capture that image, to take or make the picture.
Right.
But that it's in the process of printing. Can you? Was it Vincent Versace's sheet music versus symphony? Could you elaborate? That's why we go to an exhibit.
Yeah, Nikon ambassador Vincent Versace, who spoke at our club a couple years ago, did a video, and he was talking about the print and why it's so important. And he compared the negative or the digital file to the sheet music, and the print to the symphony, and I'm amazed, like when you see your image on screen and when you print it, it's a whole new world. And you see things that you didn't see in the digital file that you all of a sudden it just pops out to you and you see it on the print. So that's why this Focus exhibit is really so important to members, because most people don't print as much as they really should. But this gives them an opportunity to print one of their best and to display it to the community.
Well, what it made me think was that for myself as audience, so to speak, that you go to listen to a symphony, like I get to be with the photo in a way that's incredibly different than seeing it on Facebook, on a small screen, et cetera, et cetera. I get to sit with it and listen to it.
And that's what we're trying to do with the exhibit.
Yeah. It's incredible. I know it's been an incredibly popular exhibit. I've seen, even online on the website, the photos from past years, it's a mob, which is kind of wonderful.
We had over 325 people there last year.
And we get good reports that even during the
following
month,
itself.
I mean, people are walking in on a regular basis. And I have to say, we really can thank Allentown Art Museum for that, right? I mean, we'd done exhibits before in other galleries and smaller locations, right? But I don't think we got nearly the exposure and the interaction with the public, right, that we've been able to enjoy with the Allentown Art Museum. They just have been outstanding.
And you think about it. Here's an opportunity for someone to have their work exhibited in a museum.
Right.
I mean, how cool is that?
Well, and it's the setting it should be.
Yes.
It's our community museum. How long does the show run past the reception? How long will it be in the gallery?
It'll wrap up on March 1st, I believe. It's
okay.
Sunday.
Okay. All right.
So you have all month to see it. I believe Sundays are free.
Yes, they are.
So,
yes.
That's a good time to do it. And then you also get the opportunity to see what else is going on at the museum.
At the museum. Right. And it's an interesting time to be, you know, downtown Allentown right now at the museum and in the area around it with the Arts Walk and all that's going on. It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon. We'll be breaking soon, but I fear I'm interrupting you, George.
No, I'm just going to say the focus really is on the Focus exhibition. but I'm in love really with the Lehigh Valley Photographic Club because it's very special, and other things are happening too, like on February the 20th, Sculpting with Light, and we'll talk more about that. But here's one that has me intrigued. In May, being candid about street photography. You know, we always want to go out on the streets of New York or Philadelphia and get some shots that nobody else could possibly get, no matter whether they be in a pigeon in a park or a vendor at the side of the corner. And that these are kind of interesting subjects. So we'll talk about more about that when we come back right after this important message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY, Many Choices, Real Voices. We're talking with Don Schroeder, program chair, who heads LVPC's Focus annual exhibition at the Allentown Art Museum, and with Robert Becker, the president of the Lehigh Valley Photography Club. Thank you, gentlemen. Such exciting things you're creating around photography. It's wonderful. Thank you.
And speaking about some of the workshops, there's the May is being candid about street photography, but I'm also caught by June, Sight and Sound slideshows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a rich variety of ways to explore and be with photography.
Yeah, so in the June meeting, members have the opportunity to put their pictures to music.
Oh,
so they will put together maybe a 2.5 to 3 minute. You really don't want to go longer than 3 minutes because you think you're good, but
no.
But anyway, so it's a great opportunity to just show, you know, maybe you've done a shot in Africa, or maybe you've gone to some place and you want to show everybody what you did, and you put it to music. And I think you mentioned Ed Batza, who is a local photographer. He recently, maybe a couple years ago, had an exhibit at the Michener Museum on people that he met on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of the best street photographers, certainly in the area. And that is May 21st. And then, I could just wrap, March 19th, Chuck Kimmerle. He's going to be talking about compelling black and white images. And he lived in Wyoming for a number of years, and his wife was from Staten Island. And now he lives in Staten Island because his wife got a job. So he's coming from Wyoming to Staten Island whole new way of seeing things.
Right,
and we're very excited to have Chuck come in on in March.
And the April, Creativity, a Conversation with Yourself. That's intriguing as well.
That's going to be all about creativity. Sarah Akalon is a phenomenal, very creative, knows Photoshop inside and out, and will make images that you've never seen before, that's for sure.
Because I think we often can think of we can take a photo from a family gathering, but making a photo is a creative endeavor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a creative expression. It's not an accident that we just had that camera there at the right moment.
No, and these artists, they really take ownership of it. It's not just taking snapshots for a family, right? I mean, they're creating art, whether that be in the moment they're taking the image, but also when they're processing it and modifying that image to represent whatever they're trying to communicate.
And I want to stress to our listeners as well, the club is not, I mean, we're talking at this level of artistry and workshops and the folks you bring in, but it's not just for professionals, the club itself.
No, we have a really broad range. People from beginners to professionals, right? And part of the fun is sharing the excitement and helping younger photographers learn more and more and more. I think many of the members would speak openly about how much they learn in a relatively short people, both from the presentations given in the monthly meeting, but the workshops and just interacting with other photographers.
What happened this morning? You were at the Bethlehem Library.
We were having conversations with the Bethlehem Public Library, and one of the librarians came up and said, I just want to introduce myself. I've been a member for the last year, and we're really excited that maybe there's something we can do together here at the library, but I just want to tell you how much it's meant to us, right, or to me, right, and improved my photography to interact as a part of the club. So,
yeah, that's so important. And, for example, I could probably have submitted my picture of a little Tippy the dog.
Yeah. I don't know.
Except it's all curled up on the corners, and it's cracked because it was the first
color.
You can
fix it.
Just scan it, and then fix it.
That's the joy of it now.
That's right.
That was truly the joy of photography, that first picture. You remember your first picture or your first camera?
I do remember my first
camera. Really? What was it, Don?
Mine was a Canon AE-1 that I bought at home in Long Island right before I went off to school, and it stayed with me. And eventually, I moved into digital because my daughter started horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, in the early days with the digital camera, you'd
press the shutter, and then a second later it would take the picture. And going, well, that's not going to work. Right. So eventually it's been nonstop from that
point. How about you, Robert?
My first remembrances of photography were my dad. He had a rangefinder, and that was back in the day when you, I'm sure, had to use an exposure meter, to actually determine the settings and all. And it was always magic to me. And eventually I got a little Kodak Instamatic, right, and shot that. And then it was in college that I picked up my first, it was a Minolta, SRT-102, right, camera, which I use. It's one of a fond memory, right? And so, and then eventually I started to move as digital started to take place in 2001. I picked up my first Sony digital camera. I think it only had 3 megapixels of, right? But that quickly evolved. And typically now, since probably about 2004 or 2005, I started to use the Canon equipment, and that's sort of evolved as new models have come
out. I was kind of an adventure photographer. I don't know about you, but one of the other pictures that I loved, but I took a picture of the diving horse at Atlantic City.
Oh, my. That's wonderful.
It came out pretty good, and I was pretty proud of it.
That's really cool.
That's a very famous photograph.
Yes, it is.
I've seen it. Might not be yours, but I've seen it.
Speaking of location shooting, now the club also does photo shoots as a group, too.
Oh, absolutely. We go to any number of places. Longwood Gardens, for those who like floral. We've done some of the ironworks, not just here locally, but the colonial ironworks in Cornwall.
Slow motion photography.
We're going to have a class soon. I'm going to be teaching a class on long exposure photography, and then we will go out and find a location to shoot streams and falling water and explore how to use long exposure photography to create different effects, right, for flowing water and such. So, you know, we do a broad range of things.
We also work with Dan's, I believe, Lightroom classes. We're working with the Banana Factory on Photoshop classes, and all members get discounts with those organizations.
In fact, I think that if anyone is savvy enough and smart enough to attend the February 20th meeting and discussion with Harold Ross or presentation from Harold Ross, if they mention Lehigh Valley Arts Salon,
yes,
they can join you as a guest that evening, I believe.
Yep, that's a $10 value.
Yes, and get their toes wet, or I don't know what the analogy would be for get their lens wet.
Not sure.
Well, I think that
prepare to be impressed.
Okay,
let's put it that way.
Yeah, Harold will reveal sort of forms of photography most people can't even imagine. Really a creative endeavor, and even though it's photography equipment and you're using flashlights and that, it really is akin to painting.
And let me just say, it's at the Banana Factory in the Crayola room.
Yes.
So at 7 p.m.
Right.
And they usually run about 2 hours or so.
And again, I strongly suggest, the idea of the Focus Annual Exhibition, again, at the Allen Tarrant Museum Community Gallery, Sunday the 2nd, 1:30 to 3:30. Part of the joy, again, I only got a taste of it online on the website today, but not only to be in the room with a local community of people this diverse and rich in background, experience, and skill, but to be with photography from this area that is so amazingly
And when you have meetings
rich.
Of over 100 people, you really do get a sense photography really is still alive, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more than just, utilizing your phone camera, right, and taking snapshots and putting it on Instagram. People really enjoy the opportunity to be an artist, right, with their photography. Mm-hmm. Whether they're using a phone camera or the latest Canon or Nikon or Fuji or Olympus camera. Right.
Yeah, it's always the. It's not so much the, what camera you have. It's having
how
how you use it and having it at the right time.
Exactly.
And having the tool for that kind of expression and expressiveness. Yeah.
It really is a special show, and I encourage everyone to stop by and see it. The work is very high caliber, and again, February 2nd.
And fill out a ballot.
Yes.
You get to pick one of the prizes.
And if you can't be at the reception, you can always attend any time in the month of February.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for sharing the art in the Lehigh Valley. We encourage our listeners to participate in the arts programs, no matter where they are in the Lehigh Valley, because we have really one of the greatest arts areas in Pennsylvania, certainly on the northeast coast, other than New York and Philadelphia, perhaps. But we want you to be a part of that art salon. You be a part of it as well. We've been talking with Don Schroeder, the program chair who heads up Lehigh Valley PC's Focus Annual Exhibition at the Allentown Art Museum, and with Robert Becker, president of the Lehigh Valley Photography Club. Thank you again very much. And thanks, too, to Steve Aronson, our technical engineer, who does picture-perfect audio pictures and of radio marvels always. Always focused, always crystal clear, and he doesn't even use a flash.